Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited about Survivor. My parents watch it too, so we're going to have a big Survivor party at my house tonight.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah.
By party, you mean sit down and watch TV.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's going to be a party. All right. It's going to be awesome.
Well, the party people just went...
You don't know what a party is.
That's weak.
What?
It's awesome.
All right.
I'm super excited. So happy Wednesday, everyone. For some of you, it's just Wednesday. For the rest of us, Survivor Day. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash. That's brought to you by The Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. And listen, it's about time to start making your resolutions, too. So Bay Club, resolve to be more happy.
That's a good goal.
That's what they're selling over
there.
That's
the right. Best goal.
Isn't that one of the traits like that will keep you alive into your 90s? Happiness, optimism?
Sure.
They sell that at the Bay Club. Go get it. Okay, Twitter. Already today, there have been some fun Twitter stories. Jose Canseco sunk his whole career on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, President Trump got into it with... did he tweet that? He did. He tweeted it about the Gillibrand. And it said, you know, she would come to my office looking for donations. And she was willing to do anything for them. And now Anderson Cooper has stepped in it. Anderson Cooper. So here's the thing.
Don't defend him yet. Let's hear what he has
to
say
for himself. I'm anti-defending him. He says he was hacked. I say he said what he wanted to say. And now is saying he was hacked.
Okay.
So he is slamming this hacker. Anderson Cooper called President Trump a tool and a pathetic loser. Or so about 10 million people, the people who follow him, thought this morning. It looks like it was tweeted from his verified Twitter account. I guess if someone can guess your password, they can get in, right? I mean, that's how passwords work. If you know it, you're in. So Trump tweeted, the reason I originally endorsed Luther Strange and his numbers went up mightily is that I said Roy Moore will not be able to win the general election. I was right. Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him. And also, he's a pedophile. And then Anderson Cooper, in reply to that, said, oh, really? You endorsed him, you tool. Pathetic loser. It was a hack, according to Anderson Cooper. He didn't write that. He said, just... Oh, I love Anderson. Anderson said, I just woke up to find out someone gained access to my Twitter account. Anderson says he hasn't posted anything in days, and he's trying to find out who's behind the hack.
All right.
It was Anderson. That's who's behind it. He said what he wanted to say. You endorsed him too, you tool. Pathetic loser. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2018 class has been announced. Iconic singer Nina Simone and New Jersey rockers Bon Jovi, which they were the people's choice, right? Those are, I guess there's like a fan
vote. Yeah, overwhelming, actually.
The Cars got in, well-deserved. And first-time contenders Dire Straits. The Moody Blues got in. And Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who I think we heard, when they announced who the nominees were, I think we were listening through. Is she the gospel chick? Did you play that or was Bryn here for that?
I think Bryn was.
I see. They were also part of the 2018 class that was announced today. They will be inducted on April 14th in Cleveland, Ohio. The six inductees were chosen from a group of 19 nominees, including Radiohead, who were expected to enter the Rock Hall in their first year of eligibility but didn't make it in. Tharpe is a... They're actually saying she's a guitarist and gospel singer, known to some as the godmother of rock and roll. She'll be inducted with the Award for Early Influence. She died in 73. And the other five acts will be inducted as performers. So there's that. The Cars, founded in Boston in 1976. New wave and classic rock sounds. And this was their third nomination, so they're in. Bon Jovi was first nominated in 2011 and then again this year. They've sold more than 120 million albums. So April 14th is when they'll do the ceremony.
All right.
Omarosa has quit.
Oh, she did?
She quit her job.
Wow. Why? Did she say why?
To pursue other opportunities. Sarah Huckabee Sanders says that she officially resigned on Tuesday to pursue other opportunities. She'd been serving as Trump's director of communications for the White House Office of Public Liaison. She famously bumped heads with Chief of Staff General Kelly. It's unclear what prompted her sudden departure, but...
Fox is saying she was fired.
Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is saying she resigned. They say it's interesting that her leaving coincides with the Alabama election not going the way that the White House wanted it to. I don't know what role she had to play in that, but they say, isn't that coincidental? Snarky.
All right.
George Lucas.
Yeah.
Loves the new Star Wars.
He does.
It's great. It's great.
USA Today loves it, too.
Oh, God. Who doesn't love it?
They gave it 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Everyone should run right out and see it.
So that's your review.
They will. No. Whether or not you like it, they will.
They will.
Critics, but you like it.
Do I like it?
Yeah.
I have liked other movies more.
Oh.
I think that my expectations are really high when it comes to... I don't know why they are, because when you look back at all the movies, it's like they're all just fine. It's fine.
I'll be giving it a different review. 9:15 tomorrow.
You didn't like it?
Oh, no. I liked it.
Oh.
You loved it.
I liked it.
All right.
And now...
Don't.
I won't.
God.
I just don't think they need... You know, the whole thing about Star Wars is people are going to go see it anyway. Then it's the characters that they know and love. They don't need to be bringing in, you know, people for cameos. Do not drown me out.
Get her off the stage.
Yeah. Let's make room for someone else. Here she comes. It's... 160 reviews counted. Has a 94% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you don't like it, you are way in the minority.
Wow, 94%.
That's
100. It's not bad.
100. It's great. It's amazing. I'm astounded. It has 150 positive reviews and 10 negative. The movie also got the endorsement of the Godfather himself, George Lucas. George's rep said he saw the movie and thought it was, quote, beautifully made. And he was very complimentary during a conversation with the director, Rian Johnson. And in case you're hoping to, I don't know, gift the Star Wars fan in your life with tchotchkes that are emblazoned with the Star Wars logo, there are some crazy things. You can buy Dole bananas and Dole salad in a bags that have Jedi stuff all over them.
Well, I was already surprised the other day, and I've been thinking about it. I'm not sure why, but the sex toys.
Oh, yeah, they're not even in this list, but yeah.
You don't know why you've been thinking about
that? I don't know why.
They're on the handle of a lightsaber, but coming out is not a lightsaber. It's a different kind of sword altogether.
I have an old and dear friend female friend that is a huge Star Wars fan, and maybe you don't remember, but when the first reissue came out, she was in Target buying everything that had Star Wars on
this,
it,
right.
And was like filling her cart with. I don't know what she did with.
Well,
those
she put
Star
them in a box
Wars
and put them up in her attic because they'll be worth money someday.
Will right. they though?
Don't you tell me. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Some of these things you're not going to be able to say. I'm sorry, but Ample Hills Creamery and there are three different kinds of the Last Jedi ice cream.
Like what? Melt. It does it say?
Yeah, the First Order, salted dark chocolate and espresso.
Ooh.
Okay. The Resistance, brown sugar and vanilla bean with red velvet and butter cake chunks.
Oh.
Okay.
Butter cake.
And the Force, both the light and the dark side represented. Sweet cream and chocolate fudge swirl with a white and dark chocolate with white and dark chocolate pearls.
Oh.
So by the way, $30.
What?
$10 a pint.
Oh.
Let's see. We got the Samsung Star Wars Limited Edition PowerBot Robot Vacuum. look at it. The top of it is Darth Vader's helmet. So that's going to go around your house.
That won't freak you out.
Oh, that's cute.
Nissan, I guess, did a Rogue One partnership. So they've unveiled 7 different Star Wars-themed vehicles at the LA Auto Show. Unlike last year's Star Wars edition Nissan Rogue, which I guess people could buy, these ones are just for show. And it doesn't look like these would fit into most traffic. Here's some Nissan model, and it's got the little BB-8 guy sitting in the top, and it's an X-Wing fighter on the side. That doesn't look like it would fit in a normal lane, but it's certainly super cute and easy to look at. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say I'm reading Armada, which is a book by Ernest Cline, who wrote Ready Player One.
Which is one of the greatest sci-fi books of all
time. And these are pop culture books with tons of references to everything from music to television.
80s.
Yeah. One of the things in this Armada book is the boy mentions he has vintage Star Wars sheets. And I'm thinking as I read this stuff, you know, there was a time when that was not going to get you laid. Like, as an 18-year-old about to graduate from high school, boy, you would not have those sheets. That's not going to help you ever. Mm-mm. Get a girl into those.
Well, unless she's really into Star Wars as much as you are.
That's true. I suppose you find the nerd of your dreams.
Yeah. That's the change that's taken place is that here's a boy who's absolutely saying, yeah, I got these vintage Star Wars sheets. And a girl might go, yeah, awesome.
You're amazing.
When I was in high school.
Whip out your lightsaber.
During the time that these sheets would have been made, these vintage sheets would have been made, you would have never let anyone see. A buddy or a girl.
No, you keep those covered up with a plain comforter. There's makeup. There's also, these are jackets that they say will keep you warmer than a Tauntaun. They're like designed for planet.
Now you can just let your nerd light shine.
Yeah, there's pens, there's razors that look like
if you went on a first date and picked up a chick in this car right here, do you think that would be a deal breaker?
I do think that.
I do too.
I'd love it.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd be totally
BB-8's riding in the sunroof.
It's awesome. He's going to navigate for you.
Where are we going, Mars?
Anyway, there's all kinds of junk you can get.
So funny. More ways to make money.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
all right.
We have our winner, Bridget from San Jose.
Congratulations. She's got $500 to spend at the West.
She's so happy. She was about to start crying.
Well,
she's like, this means so much to me.
$500 is $500.
Heck yeah.
Chaim, they have put out a Hanukkah song. They are three sisters. If you've ever seen them perform, the weirdest thing about them is the bass player who just hangs her mouth just as wide open as she can get it.
Bass face.
Yeah.
They call it.
It's nice. It's actually super intriguing. You can't look away.
So we're all familiar with this, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
These guys are trying to take the
Hanukkah song crown away from
Adam Sandler. Okay.
Okay. So let's hear how it stacks up.
All right, here we go.
It's called Chaimika.
So it's 40 seconds.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Well, they managed to reference everything from
the Maccabees
to the Torah.
All right.
And they spin me like a dreidel, and did she say spread me wide like the Torah? That seems wrong.
I know. Okay. And she swears.
Yeah, they went about making a song mom won't want to listen to.
Light me up.
I had to bleep out the F word.
Well, yeah. No,
well
that's
done.
The one.
Yep. No. I do love the song. I love that song. I love Adam Sandler. I know.
What happened to him?
Nothing. He's still great. I love him.
Great?
What?
Yeah. I don't know if he's great.
Yeah.
He's
wonderful. What did you just say?
Happy second day of Hanukkah, everybody.
Yeah.
Wolfgang Van Halen. He has a solo album coming out.
I've been hearing all about it.
And here's the first clip.
Oh, get out of here.
So I looked online and did some research. There are two clips. So I'll play you the one that you're referencing, and I'll show you another one from something else.
I like it.
And then,
I can't say I hate it.
So this is what I heard about this, is that Wolfgang got inspired by the story of Foo Fighters' first album, the one that famously Dave Grohl made by himself in his room, and he played all the instruments and wrote everything.
That is confirmed, sir.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah, he did
Wolfgang
every
did
single
all the
thing.
Stuff.
Did
all
it
right.
all. Vocal, drum, guitar, bass, keyboard tracks. He appears to be experimenting with old school reel-to-reel as well.
Oh.
I don't have a release date for the full record. In a Facebook post, he says, a sneak peek to start your week. And that's it. Eddie, his dad, said he calls it AC/DC meets Van Halen meets aggressive pop. The riffs are catchy. It's a little everything. Sounds like a freight train coming at you. I've never heard anything quite like it. It's so powerful that I'm jealous.
So here's another 15 All seconds right. of another clip.
So he must be just taping this in the room because that doesn't sound hi-fi at all. That sounds like he's got his phone out and he's just taping
it. He's got
it
his iPad
computer.
Up to the microphone.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes
anyway,
that's all you can do.
Wolfgang Van Halen's solo album is...
When they won't give you buttons, you put your iPad to the microphone.
That's what right. you do. So, Chris Martin.
Are you talking about you, Vinny?
Yeah. Let's play a little Coldplay. Hooman, you always love a little Coldplay. With his wonderful music, he wooed Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, did you want that clip?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. Because he's got a new girlfriend now.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah, he does. It looks like they are definitely dating. He is with?
Someone famous.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to give us a clue?
It's someone that you hated her movie, but thought she was a star. You couldn't take your eyes off of her.
I know who it is. I like this girl.
Yeah, she's all right.
I hated her movie. Kate Winslet?
No. It's a movie from... There's going to be like three in the series of movies, and I think two have come out. So
oh,
far.
That...
Dakota Fanning.
No.
Dakota Johnson.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, they are apparently a couple. They went to Israel together.
Damn.
Let's see. They were spotted at a Nick Cave concert in Israel last month, and then they were seen having dinner with him later at Yam Shiva.
Anyone ask him what he thinks of those dumb movies she does?
Nobody's asked him.
50 Shades of something?
Yep. 50 this, 50 that.
I can't believe there's one more coming out.
I have
and
a
I'm
question.
Gonna, I'm going to have to see what?
I have a question. Hooman.
Yeah.
Would you date someone that was... You like her. She's great. She's all the stuff you want. Whatever.
Rich. Beautiful.
But she's got...
She has
boobs.
A title.
I'm glad you started
Bleach
with Rich.
Blonde hair.
Okay. But her movies are awful. You hate them. You hate the movies. You
have
hate
no
them.
Respect for her
You've
craft.
Given them zero Persian carpets.
All of them? How many have there been?
Three.
One or five?
There's been five movies
and
that
all
you've
get
walked
zeros?
Out. All of them of you've just gone, I can't... But then you met her...
How many dates have we gone on before I said let's be boyfriend, girlfriend?
Seven.
I don't know. You
okay,
tell me.
Okay, if I go
what?
On...
You're so difficult. Just answer the question.
If I go on seven dates with a girl, and after seven dates, I really like her, even though I've given her zero Persian rugs, I would date her, yeah.
Do you have to cover up the fact that you gave her zero Persian rugs on no, all of her
I'm
going to
tell her that on the first date.
I have another
Vinny's
question.
Vinny's hand is up.
How many dates have you and Rachel been on?
Well, what do you consider a date?
God,
time
you
spent
your...
together looking longingly into each other's eyes. She's totally into him.
This is why nobody could stay with you. You have too many qualifying questions. Just answer the question.
We've hung out, yeah, I'd say at least five times, maybe six, something like
so
that.
So you're on the cusp of that all-important seventh.
Have you guys finally kissed
Hang.
Yet?
No, nothing. No
You've
kissing.
Never kissed.
I swear, no kissing. Look at me. Both hands are up.
But you really
what does
like
that mean?
She's
You're
so,
free as a bird.
She's so sweet and so cute.
She is very nice.
She's so nice.
Lovely
and
girl.
She's clearly into Hooman. Like yeah. She kind of looks at him in that special way. And she stands near him. And
Does she?
Yes. Where's Rachel? Right next to Hooman.
Yeah.
That sounder isn't even available right this week.
Where's Rachel?
I have no idea where that is.
So you Christ. Would date a person if you thought their movies were crap, and
After
you also
dates,
are yeah. on one more date before Rachel becomes
your official,
partner.
Well, I'd like to think by seven dates you would have kissed.
Well, date number seven coming up. Rachel, you hear that?
No, I don't.
Time to put the moves on Hooman.
You leave that guy alone.
That sounds like Garage Cat.
Leave that guy alone?
Yeah.
Leave my boyfriend Hooman alone. All over him.
Yeah, boy. So she's a Garage Cat, huh?
No.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the...
Anyway, holiday stress and more stories after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Vinny, I know what show you're taking your daughter to next.
You do?
I do.
Are you eating?
Got a mouthful of peanut butter and jelly. The Go-Go's are getting the Broadway treatment.
I love the Go-Go's.
So their extensive music catalog is going to form the basis for a new musical called Head Over Heels. It's premiering in San Francisco at the Curran in April for a limited run, and then it's heading to New York City. I guess it has been performed before. It was done in Oregon last year.
Really?
At the Shakespeare Festival. And they're saying, it looks like a couple Tony Award winners are there. The director is Michael Mayer, who did Hedwig and the Angry Inch and American Idiot. And then I guess the guy who wrote the script is Jeff Witte, who did Avenue Q. Is that the one with the puppets, the dirty puppet?
I don't. Oh, Hooman says yes. The Go-Go's are so cool.
This is the song it's named after.
Head Over Heels. So am I right? This is the next thing you'll bring your daughter to?
Yeah, I'll go to that.
Yeah, so that's in April. It starts in April at the Curran Theater.
It's one of the first bands I played for because it's an all-girl rock band.
That's right.
And they write their own music.
Start playing her some heart.
I want... What?
You heard me. Don't ask me what when you know what I said.
I
anyway, there you.
You
go. Just a heads up, everybody. The Go-Go's getting the musical treatment.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. Shop for the musician on your holiday list in store
or
at
little go-go.
bananas.com. Yeah, I got her first guitar at Bananas. So there you go.
How does she play?
She likes it. She plays okay. She does little shows for us from time to time.
Fantastic.
But she's not really playing yet.
Yeah.
She's just kind of pulling on the strings and making noise, and mom and dad watch. Absolutely.
Oh, great job. So, encourage that.
Yes.
So she's into that. Right. All right. Here's what's happening. So Bananas at Large, everyone. San Rafael and Santa Rosa.
They're wonderful.
They are. Google's massive housing and office plan wins approval in Mountain View. The city council last night unanimously approved a sweeping redevelopment plan, clearing the way for Google and other developers to create a dense, city-like campus of offices and homes in a housing-starved region.
Mm.
The new master plan could reshape North Bayshore. I don't know.
Where that is exactly.
Yeah. Home to Google headquarters into the most ambitious new development in the Bay Area with nearly 10,000 new homes and apartments, about 3.6 million square feet of office space, and a mix of pedestrian-friendly parks, retail shops, and businesses.
So they're going to have their own city. That's an incredible amount of... Like, and sounds like people won't even need a car. Like,
advocates,
you'll live and work right there.
Right. Advocates say the plan creates a bold new marker for large-scale housing development in the Bay Area, where the booming economy, coupled with little new residential development, has led to the highest in-nation rents and home prices.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no doubt that is the problem. There's too much money pouring into the area and not enough new stuff
for
people who don't work in tech.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the hostility from the people who are being priced out of places they were born.
And their job is still there. You know, just because you don't work in tech doesn't mean there's no jobs for grocers or the million other teachers, the million other support jobs that now the people have to commute 2 hours to get to their teaching job. These people all have children.
It'll be interesting to see if they can keep the prices down and incorporate, or sorry.
It will be interesting, Ben.
And invite other parts of the community into this development.
Mm-hmm.
Or will it be Google Land?
Right, 10,000 more units for Google employees to live in. Mm-hmm.
Which there's nothing
to show like ID as you come in
right
at the gates.
Right,
there's nothing wrong with Google has brought in, who knows, how many billions of tax dollars, and I mean there's a big upside to having
absolutely
all of these wonderful gigantic tech companies here in the Bay Area, but the downside is
the regular people can't afford to live here.
Our homeless problem's profound. Mm-hmm. And that segues me real quick to this just headline. But this is another major issue we're all facing here in California. The cause of one of the Southern California fires was illegal cooking in a homeless camp.
Oh,
that's
that
from
sucks.
The LA Fire Department. And so as people are pushed from homes and living in tents and
watching their dreams go up in smoke.
This is one of the issues. So maybe this will solve it. They do say in the article I'm reading here, and this is from the mercurynews.com website, they're talking about how many houses are available to how many employable humans there are in the area. And there's just not enough houses,
right,
period. And that this may be something that will help California and other states nationwide. Maybe this is the blueprint for
maybe
how to solve the housing problem.
Because the stacks don't seem like a good idea.
No, they don't look good.
That's a Ready Player One reference,
right,
you guys.
Mm-hmm.
They look really dangerous.
So the holidays are here. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
happy Hanukkah,
thank you. Merry
everyone.
Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Christmas. Happy whatever you celebrate. Festivus for the rest of us.
Many people get stressed out this time of year, though.
It's a lot going on.
I find myself just saying to people around me that I love, I can only go at my pace.
Mm-hmm.
So as you ramp up, there will be times where I let that train go without me.
Right.
That's
or
not,
I'm an anchor that train is pulling behind.
Right.
It.
Well, it's just like, if in order to really enjoy the holidays, I can't do 400 things, mm-hmm, this weekend. That's not
pick two
an option. Right.
I'll
exactly
do two things, one each day.
But the other people will be sad that you're not there, so you should try to swing by all.
Yeah, you're going
to
ruin everyone else's holiday.
Is that why you go
things
to seven events a night?
Well, I know.
For
you
the
know
people.
He doesn't want to let anyone down,
yeah,
Benny.
Let anyone down, yeah.
It's for all
I
the
care
people. You are special.
Oh, you're what a giver.
Ring the bell.
He's a giver.
Thank you.
December 18th is the peak of stress time. Apparently.
It's a Monday night this year, everybody.
One week before Christmas is when it happens, huh?
You start running short on money. You haven't finished all the gifts.
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of stuff to do. Probably family either visiting or you're traveling. There's so much going on. And December 18th, it's coming.
That's funny. My peak of my stress this year is this Friday. Once I get
you know,
the Christmas show off the books, so
your gig is sold out.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you. Hey, by the way, if you feel like, oh, no, it's sold out, Tommy Igo and his big band are doing a show Thursday night as well. They're doing a Buddy Rich tribute.
You're going to that, too?
I'm not going to that.
Oh.
But they're a kick-ass band to go see.
Yeah.
They're super fun. It's not every day you get an opportunity to see a big band. And Thursday night at the Throckmorton is a good one to go to, too.
Here's a fast fact for you.
When
Baron Cohen was speaking Kazakh in Borat, he was actually speaking Hebrew.
Oh, yeah?
Which is intentionally ironic since Borat says so many anti-Semitic things.
Right. How funny.
He was speaking Hebrew the whole time. Did you know that?
I did not.
Did you like that movie?
I did.
Yeah, that movie is very funny.
It's dumb, mm-hmm, but very funny.
That's the one. My wife, right? I mean, all the...
Yeah.
Weird. Good news for Wisconsin. It looks like Aaron Rodgers has been medically cleared to return to the field. So you do have something to look forward to.
Oh.
You know.
Well, congratulations.
Besides
I thought
a
they
bleak,
said it was a
freezing
season
cold
ender
winter. No, he's coming
great
back.
Great. Good news.
It is.
Besides that bleak winter you're
yeah
about to, you're probably already well within.
Right. Here's good news. Well, it's good news and bad news.
Okay.
Men in the United States, according to a study, last longer in bed than men in any other country.
And the reason why is the bad news, I'm guessing.
No. Oh. It's still 9 minutes less than women want them to.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
They're perfect.
What?
Let's keep this. Let's get this done.
A new international study found the average woman wants sex to last for 25 minutes and 51 seconds.
Oh. It's a long time.
Men in the United States last an average of 17 minutes. So that's longer than anyone else in the world, but still 9 minutes less than women were hoping for.
Yeah, in case you were wondering, we can never be satisfied.
Who's clicking? Dinging.
It's Yuzette.
Who's that, Yuzi?
It's her husband saying, hey, last night I went 29 minutes. It's her husband minutes.
Saying, I'm going to work. I'm never coming home.
Oh, boy, that was a... You just messed with the wrong Mexican.
It's from George. He says, I have an extra ticket looking for a date.
Oh.
Oh, for your show.
Oh, sorry. George wants a date.
Yeah. I guess he bought two tickets and needs a date.
He doesn't have a lady friend?
I don't think or currently.
Whatever he's into? I assume
he's
lady
into chicks, yeah.
That's what I thought.
But currently, I don't think so.
Oh, well, listeners.
What?
Let's make a little love match for George. George is a great guy.
He really is.
I like George a lot.
Does he have some wackadoodles that we should let girls know about? Like,
what
is
do you
there
mean,
some
wackadoodles?
You know how everybody's got a little something going on. Like, is
crazy.
There some little
well,
thing?
No. I mean, he loves his Corvette and his Corvette Club. Uh-huh. I mean, that might be a little.
Doesn't much he have a weird thing
girl.
With a cat too?
He loves his cat Tequila.
Uh huh.
Here's uh-huh. the. You know what? Let me just explain George to you. Okay. George has been single for a long time. Mm-hmm. So
you do get used to that.
He has girlfriends on and off, though.
But anyone trying to get into and break through that bachelor
mm-hmm.
thing is going to have to be patient and also understand that there's crust that comes with. I had it. I had a ton of it. I had it all over me. I still have it. Tons of it.
She's managed to knock a lot of that off, though.
But it's hard. Someone asks you
it's
to do something, and you're
ways.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Let me try that more tactfully.
No. Oh, was that not good?
Let me go to classes to teach me how to say no to you and you not break up with me
over it. I think he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Works out. Tries to stay in shape.
Yeah.
Has a good job.
Great mm-hmm. sense of humor.
Yeah.
Very funny. But
giving,
he definitely has
loyal.
That bachelor crest on him yeah. that may take a minute.
Well, he's looking for a date for Friday night.
Yeah,
so
it's a date,
there.
Not life.
Well, you guys are the ones with the love connection, right? What are you going to do? Can you find someone
I,
who will
what?
Do a night?
I don't really have that many single girlfriends.
I don't
Most
really
of my
either.
People are married.
But we've got to have a listener out there with a lonely Christmas heart.
Yeah.
Who just wants to have a fun time, hang out with George.
Anyway, American Men!
Woo!
Yay! We're the winners.
You guys last the longest.
Yeah.
That's great.
Men in Canada came in second place, and Men in India came in last place.
Oh, they're the quickest.
They are the quickest.
That's a bummer.
That's terrible.
Oh, right.
Bad news.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Why don't I jump in before...
For what? Why is it? Why
a lot
is it bad?
More people to text.
That's ridiculous. I can do any accent in the world, but if I do an Indian one, people get mad. Stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
My
stop
mom it. Is Irish. When we were little, she would bundle us up and leave us in the playpen outside in the winter on Long Island. She would wash dishes and watch us from the kitchen window.
Dude, that was my childhood too. The difference there is that you're on the ground. You're not suspended however many stories up in a cage that's been strapped to the window. Like, that just doesn't seem... It just seems wrong to see babies in cages.
That's like... I haven't heard a lot of shocking things, although, Ed Lee, that shocked me a little bit. But
oh, yes.
That thing, that baby thing, I'm just... What?
Well, they stopped it. Someone
but
said
how
that...
how long? For...
Said for 10 years. 20s and 30s.
A decade? 2 decades? Hanging your baby outside your apartment window in a cage?
In a cage. He's safe. The birds can't eat him. The rats can probably get in there. But, there's chances you got to take.
907 says, as a trash guy in Oakland, we always remember who tips and how well. We pass the info on to other drivers. Thanks for remembering us.
Oh,
that's
I do feel like I see them once in a while because, you know, I leave so early. Once in a while, I'll see the guys. And... Hi.
I once had a grown man try to insult me and my political positions by saying my Facebook posts don't even get any likes. He's 47. That was the best insult he could come up with.
That's pretty funny, though. I mean, that's a for some people, like this person seems well-adjusted, but for some people, that would be a huge blow. Mm. Like a 14-year-old kid. And your Facebook posts don't even get any likes, loser. Like, if someone's insulted you like that and you feel really bad about it, like, change up. Time to change your whole thing. Just get off of there. You know, watching Stranger Things, which is set, I don't know, the 80s, which seem like such a simpler time now, my kid actually has, like, weird 80s nostalgia. Like, he says, oh, you know, that's they live such a different, you know, no cell phones and no internet, and it's just such a different, he has, like, this weird nostalgia for it. Trying to get him to read Ready Player One so that he can
spray painting his hair with Aquanet at all, or he hasn't taken. No. Well, he's not. He's got to step it up. His game up.
That guy's hair is real too. I saw him recently on a talk show, and
Steve,
the guy with the big bouffant. I don't know what you call that, pompadour.
80s hairdo.
Yeah, just terrible 80s hairdo. And that's. I mean, his hair is like that thick. Like that's. I would have thought, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what his hair looks like in real life. That's it. Unless he's just farming that look because that's who he is.
Well, it might be easier for him to keep it since they've got another season ahead, right?
Yeah.
He will be back.
Yeah, not till 2019 is what they're saying. Which is, I'm sure they'll shoot it soon, but maybe there's a lot of special effects because those kids are not getting any younger.
Yeah, that is a problem when you have kids.
Yep.
I mentioned the story about net neutrality and the vote that's going down tomorrow by the FCC. Vinny says 510, people can sign online petitions and call your local Congress reps to keep net neutrality. People need to act today.
Do it.
To protect net neutrality, you can call your Congress members. They can put pressure on the FCC.
Even my mom, who's a big Republican, texted me this morning and said, you know, that just will, it'll change the internet as we know it.
Tell your listeners to go to gofccyourself.com to vote to save net neutrality. It's a website set up by John Oliver to make it easier. I don't know about that, but
perfect.
So there's a lot about that. I'll do some more text right after the
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.